We take you now to the gaming world where Nintendo has a brand new opponent, Apple.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And in gaming land, Nintendo sees itself with a very interesting problem on its hands. The Nintendo Switch was so successful, it is now running out of parts to make it. Joining us now with more are Sarah E. Needleman. She covers all things gaming for the Journal, and Brian Fitzgerald, an editor at our Tech Bureau. Welcome.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
Can you talk to me about this part drought? I understand companies across the board are facing an industry-wide capacity shortage. Sarah, what's the deal there?
There are certain parts that are used to make the Switch console. Flash memory chips, for example, liquid crystal displays, and the tiny motors that enable the handheld controllers on the Switch to imitate the feel of an ice cube shaking in a glass. Those are some of the technical components that are hard to find right now. And some of those components are used in other technology products that are bought by other companies. So Nintendo is scrambling to get a hold of these to meet the demand it has for its new console.
And Brian, this is a pretty awesome timing considering that Apple has its 10th anniversary coming out later this year. We need a lot of parts here. What's Nintendo's game plan? It's got big plans for a big product that it needs to make. We're talking a lot of Switches to be made.
It's fascinating. Now, Tanya, it's fascinating because, you know, Nintendo often gets a bad rap for maybe, you know, no one's been able to prove this, but, you know, intentionally withholding supply from its customers in order to stoke demand. But, you know, as the Journal's reporter Takashi Mochizuki reported in this story, it does seem like some of Nintendo's Switch shortages is for a real issue, which is that it just can't get enough of these components. And that's a fascinating problem. And if you're a supplier, if you're a Toshiba, for example, and you make, you know, the NAND, the non-memory chips, And you have to choose between Apple and Nintendo. That's a tough decision. You, on one hand, you have a fellow company from you know, the eastern side of the world, or you have one of the biggest tech buyers on the planet. And so, you know, it puts Nintendo in a tough position, especially heading into the holiday season.
Are there alternative measures to consider, any plan Bs, anything from analysts or anyone that might suggest a way to make up for some of this slack?
Well, I think you have to just really plan well. And so one of the moves would be to try to get as many of the components, such as, say, these little tiny motors, get them now. And build them now, even though you want the supply at Christmas. Do that now, especially do it ahead of when Apple theoretically would start ramping up production of its next iPhones, which we imagine is going to happen close to when they typically launch these things, which is September iPhone event. They go on sale last week. So you would imagine there's a ramp up in production in the weeks prior. So it doesn't leave a lot of room for Nintendo, to be honest. And it's equally troubling because the company didn't launch the Switch in time for the prior holiday. So they missed that holiday window. And now you could see the company heading into this upcoming holiday season with yet another challenge, which would be the supply issue.
So throughout the rest of the year, consumers, which, you know, you obviously want consumers to get these Switches, could it be hard for them to even find these?
Well, it's hard for them to find the Switch console
right now.
And what also I think will...
Do you have one, Sarah?
No comment. But what also will fuel the fire, I guess you could say, is that Microsoft is coming out with its new version of the Xbox One in time for the holidays also. So if you're looking to buy a new console and you can't get your whole hands on the Switch, you may, rather than wait for the supply to come in, you may be tempted to go in this other direction. I mean, they are different consoles.
No, that's a really good point. That's right, because we've all have had the bad parents at Christmas moments, right, or during the holidays, right? It's like you ask for A, and then the flustered parent. Now I'm 42 now, so I haven't done this in a few decades, but right, I recall you ask for something, and your flustered parent can't find it, so they get you some alternative. And in this case,
that may be the option because it is the next big new shiny thing, and it's a game console. So if you can't get your hands on the Switch, that may be the next big thing, especially if your mom or grandma and you're not really sure what the difference is between these two things.
Right.
As long as you know they play video games, you're,
right. It does the same thing, right?
You're out there buying it. So the other problem is with the Switch is that. As Takashi reported, a lot of families are buying multiple Switches. So, like, normally a console would fit the entire family.
That's an excellent
but because
point.
These are portable, they're these hybrids that you could play at home on the TV and the big screen with the whole family, or you could take it to go. So some families are buying three or four, and that's only, you know, adding to the complexity here.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman and Brian Fitzgerald about Nintendo's battle with Apple for parts as the Switch demand continues to rise. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. Ultimately, it seems like the success of the Switch was even a surprise for Nintendo. I mean, it's a good problem to have, I guess. What can it do looking ahead, perhaps, to
It's a high-class problem, but... and we've already seen Nintendo has used air freight to ship some Switch consoles faster. So it's possible, that was very expensive. So it's possible Nintendo will dig into its pockets to come up with some solution that I can't think of at the moment to find these parts that it needs.
Well, you might have to pay more. I mean, ultimately, you know, if there's a part that is in high demand, you tend to pay more. And Nintendo will be loath to do that because they're not going to raise the price of the Switch, right? Mm. The Switch is $299 US dollars, and they're not going to suddenly start charging $350 because they had to pay more to get some of these components or whatnot. So some of their solutions could involve having to shell out more money. Now, that might be, as Sarah said, like drastic measures once you get your supply to get it around the globe, right? So you start air shipping, which companies, you know, don't want to do because it's more expensive. And that does end up eating into Nintendo's profit because Nintendo historically likes to sell its hardware for a profit, which is a little different than at least some of the earlier PlayStation models, for example. It's a big challenge. It's a good problem to have, but it's also a really significant challenge because, Tanya, I think as you said, I think it's right. I think Nintendo was caught a little bit by the amount of demand for the Switch. I think they always thought it was going to be better than the Wii U, but that wasn't hard to
do.
Tough
job, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
And now it could be a ripple effect because if you don't get the hardware out, then the software is not going to sell. And
that's
a lot
right.
of the software is Nintendo first-party games that they've developed themselves.
No, that's right. And if you're a third-party game maker, right, like you don't want to – you want to see more of the hardware out there because you could sell more units. And so now if you're in Electronic Arts or Take-Two, you're getting frustrated that Nintendo can't make enough of the hardware for people so they can end up buying your games.
Yeah, very interesting scenario everyone's landed in. Brian, Sarah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tanya.
My pleasure.
Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.